Cool, what a treat. Back in the studio after a while away. I'd apologise for not doing one of these for a while, but then that would raise the question as to who I was apologising to.
Or what for?
Or why? Why would we apologise?
As far as I'm aware, like, no one's actually paying a subscription for this.
And that's probably one of the good things that remains in the world, is the fact that no one has paid for this.
One of the few.
Because we'd need to work out the costing model, whether people would pay a flat rate per month, at which point that wouldn't have been cost effective over the last 7 or 8, because we haven't been bothered to do it.
Exactly. You know, what sort of discount curve do we get involved here?
Or do you pay by the podcast itself when it gets uploaded? You get charged, okay, let's say 20 pence.
I thought you were going to say 20 quid.
Well, that shows how far our valuations are off, and we've still got a lot of work to do before the merger and acquisition is finalised. But welcome to a summer special, I'm going to call it, the summer special of The State of It. And we say we hadn't been bothered to do one. Well, to be fair, we haven't been able to. Ed Rowley's been away for... You've been away for a while.
Yeah, you know, coming and going. Like I said, I think I referenced it on the other one.
That's how we ended it.
I think it was Staines, Maidenhead, and not Glasgow.
And how was your trip?
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, what did you get up to?
A variety of things.
So on this episode today, we've got a lot of stuff coming. Sorry.
You haven't changed.
No, I mean, that was a pre-set up joke.
Wait, we're too good at podcasts.
We're really good, I think. Really, and I think that fee should be increased to maybe closer to your £20, but they're still negotiating to do that. So a lot has been going on since we've been away. But what I thought we could start off with today is a little quiz about our new Prime Minister.
Oh, yeah.
So you excited for that?
Bozzer.
Big Boris Johnson, BJ, as he gets called in certain rings, because those are his initials. So what I thought we'd do is, on podcast beforehand, we've done the prizes, haven't we? We've introduced the show and said, these are the prizes you can win. And it's not much more than a tool for me to say some words.
Some silly words. Drivel, mate.
Silly drivel?
Yes.
That's one of the reviews that we got on iTunes for this. To be fair, we did get some reviews on iTunes, and they were mixed. But I thought we could actually use these prizes in an actual quiz scenario. So would you like to hear how you can win them and what you can win?
Yes and yes.
Well, I'm going to ask you 3 questions. What I'm going to ask you is, did Boris Johnson say the following quotes?
Uh-huh.
And you can win one of our amazing prizes.
Amazing.
Amazing prizes.
I'm ready, mate.
Cool. So the first prize that you can win is a bunch of free colostomy bags from the set of the brand new fantasy drama Game of Crones.
Okay.
And
I haven't seen that one on television.
I don't think it's been picked up yet by a network, as they say in the States. And the first question I'm going to ask is, did Boris Johnson say this? Did he say that Libya may have a successful future as a luxury resort once investors cleared the bodies away? Or have I made that up?
Oh, I've just realised I want neither of them to be true. I hope you've not made that up. And I hope he's never said that. To save you, I will blame it on him and pretend he said it.
He said it.
Oh, geez.
Cool. Okay, prize 2 this week is it's your very own daytime TV pate.
Great, because I'm looking for something to do in the daytime.
Well, the daytime TV pate is created from mechanically recovered fungus on the now abandoned Jeremy Kyle lie detector.
Oh, nice.
So, just repurposing goods.
Yeah, it's the recycling economy.
Exactly. And you can win this pate by telling me whether Boris Johnson said this or did I make it up. Voting Tory will cause your wife to have bigger breasts and increase the size of your chances of owning a BMW.
If possible, I'd love some context around that.
Yeah, well, you're not getting any.
Not getting any. Again, because I do want the pate.
Yeah, so of course. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah, so I'm gonna say Big Boz said it.
Big Boz did say that about breasts on cars. And the third prize is a bit of a theme to this prize and question. So prize 3 is a DVD of unseen carpool karaoke footage where James Corden is joined by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to drive around the streets of Aleppo rapping N-Dubs' greatest hits.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch normal carpool karaoke, so...
Okay, but I can tell you that Bashar al-Assad is on this one. And Bashar al-Assad features in... Quote number 3 from Boris Johnson.
I understand.
Did Boris Johnson say, in regards to the president of Syria, "Hooray, bravo, I say keep going"?
Clearly, that's in the context of, I don't know, a football match or a running race where he was near the front and he might have keep going. And
Assad does a lot of running races, does he?
You don't know, do you? Yeah. Once again, you know what, actually, I'm going to give him the bod benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And say it was you who made that up.
Boris Johnson said it.
In context.
There you go. So the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom said all of those things. A little topical quiz to start us off there. But we should probably throw ahead to what's coming up on the podcast today, now that we've gone through a fifth of our content so far. What we're doing in the next segment is we'll be applying for Love Island to see if I can get on in 2020. We've been a bit of LinkedIn tennis. We'll be looking at LinkedIn shit posts. And we've got our hot topic today. Do you remember that?
I did.
Back from when we used to do this.
Because I remember my jingle.
What was your jingle?
Well, you have to listen back.
Okay, fair enough. There you go.
I'm not repeating.
There's incentive.
It was a bit shit.
Oh, okay, fine. We're going to be looking at the weirdest merchandise that pop stars have ever released. And there's some fucked up shit on there.
Yeah, I always like this. Do you remember when we did the magazines?
Yeah.
And then the football sponsorships.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So that. Similar to that. Yeah, yeah. So not deviating too far from the norm. Elliot Martin and Ed Rowley keeping it safe.
There's a formula.
Yeah, wear protection. Okay, so we've already mentioned Love Island in the first part of the podcast because that's the topical thing to do at the moment. If anything, if we want this podcast to become mainstream, then I think this is our route in.
It's the only way.
Instead of giving away daytime TV pate. But I've written two applications for Love Island 2020.
Right, right.
In the news this week was the fact that there's going to be two Love Islands next year. One in Africa in the start of 2020, so a winter version, and then one in the summer, which is fun. So more Love Island.
Is that true? But
yeah.
Right, okay.
So that means we've got double the chances of getting accepted.
Yeah.
But I thought I can't apply as myself.
No, because you wouldn't get in.
Thanks. I wasn't going to say that, but that's what I was alluding to.
Right.
But as my confidence is on the floor now in the last 30 seconds, it helps that I'm going to become someone else for the next 5 minutes. And I've written two applications for Love Island. And you've got a series of questions that have been prepared.
I do. And this is great because I'm finally living my dream as being a Love Island...
Recruiter.
Recruiter, yeah.
You're working for a recruitment... Oh, okay. Right, that's a segment for the next one when we do one. Recruitment agencies for talent shows.
I feel like my name should be like...
Oh, go on. This won't be offensive to anyone.
Cobalt.
What?
Or Cody. Cody. As a Love Island recruiter.
Yeah, Cody works.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, Cody, you are going to be recruiting for Love Island 2020, and you have a series of questions that you have to ask me on the form.
Right, yeah.
So, okay. Go.
All right, hi. So, we've got a new applicant here.
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't got much time, so...
Okay.
What's your name?
Lee Todd.
Sorry there.
What's funny about Lee Todd?
Nothing, mate.
Okay.
Lee Todd, mate, what do you do? What's your occupation?
Militant Brexiteer.
That's
so
quite funny.
We know where this is going now.
All right, Lee Todd, Militant Brexiteer.
Thank you.
Yeah, open to all types of applicants. What's your best chat up line?
Hold my pint, I'm going for a dump. Always works.
To the point.
Starts conversation.
Makes your partner wanting more. Ooh,
yeah.
Where's he gone? Oh, how long will he be?
Hold on, I'm touching cloth. Be right back.
45 minutes later, still not there.
No?
Lee Todd, just wondering, obviously we got the villa and all that. And,
yep.
You know, what would you bring? What would you bring?
As a person?
Yeah.
What would I bring? Having been born and raised in a tiny countryside village just outside of Tunbridge Wells, I've experienced the destructive consequences of mass immigration firsthand. So I say I've got a pretty progressive perspective on life. I can also perform any grouting that is required on the villa, having studied for a bachelor's in sport and cement sciences.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Lee.
2-2, though.
Yeah, I'm making notes of this.
Okay, good. How are my chances looking so far?
Can't disclose. Right, Lee, I haven't got much time. What's your type on paper?
I'm a man who is true to my values, so I'm looking for a deep connection with the right woman that shares my worldview. Jugs does help, though.
But I didn't mean yes as in yes, but... Anyway, and Lee, mate, yeah, so next question. What brands would you like to be sponsored by?
Right, I've got five. Stone Island,
yeah.
Stella,
yeah.
HP Sauce,
nice.
Millwall Football Club,
okay.
M&M World.
I know they're looking for sponsors.
Love those little ones.
I'll get you in contact with the right person.
Thank
right?
you very much.
And then, yeah, so we're wondering, you know, obviously Love Island can lead to, you know, fame, high level celebrities, high class, Beyonce and all that stuff, all that kid stuff.
Sure.
So if you were to start your own business as a result of the Love Island fame, more or less, what would it be? Because we're going to take a cut.
Well, luckily I've got an answer pre-prepared for this question. I'd start my own patriotic entertainment company called Farage's Garages.
Right,
every Sunday afternoon, myself and the EDL boys will open their garages for true Brits to come in, strip naked, smother themselves in gravy, and listen to this year's Queen's speech.
Niche.
Farage's Garages.
Okay, and obviously, you know, got an entire market for that.
At least
one other person, maybe somewhere.
But he's in prison at the minute.
And if you found love in the villa,
because
it can happen,
where
would you like to take this new partner?
On an expedition to pillage former colonial territories.
Right, so we've
there
got,
we go. That's Lee Todd.
We've got. Thanks, Lee.
No worries. What I'm really interested to see now is how you ask the questions for the second one with that same enthusiasm and that ad-libbing around the first one that you did.
Thanks. Obviously, it's Cody, the LinkedIn recruiter.
Cody. So, should we get another LinkedIn recruiter in?
You've got boots to fill.
Like, we could do like.
Jermaine.
Harley Whittonshire.
Okay.
No?
I like Harley.
We'll go Harley. His first name. He's like a Brazilian footballer.
Could be a woman.
Could be. It's not though, is it?
Could be.
Okay, fine. So that's the first Love Island application. What do you think of Lee's chances?
Slim. Okay. I mean, it would bring in the audience.
What audience?
Is in
far right.
Yeah, in a non-ironic way, and then it would bring in the masses. I would actually turn the TV on for that.
That's good.
So if Love Island want to expand their whatever you call it viewers,
expand their viewers.
Yeah, just get bigger,
just blow them up with air. I mean, like Violet Beauregard and stuff. Right, Love Island application 2,
but otherwise he's in the maybe pile.
Okay, in the maybe pile, fine.
It's a big
maybe pile. He's one introduced at Casa Amor. There you go, I've seen it.
Right, Love Island application number 2.
Yep.
Hi, I'm your Love Island recruiter, Harley. I love my job. Love Island. I'm just really into it. So I'm just wondering, what's your name?
Poppy Huntingdon Stanley.
I think we might have met.
Yes.
Poppy.
Just a little throwback to the previous episodes here. Update for them on the way.
Poppy, really nice to meet you.
Hello.
What is your occupation?
So first, I'm a social influencer. Secondly, I'm a Val d'Isère chalet girl. And thirdly, I contribute 1% of ASOS's annual revenue.
That's impressive, though.
Thank you.
Managing 3 part-time jobs at the same time. Hats off to you. I like you, Poppy. What's your best chat-up line?
If you were any foxier, father would set the hounds on you.
Oh.
Very good.
Very good.
I don't know why I said very good about my own line there, but there we go.
Get Giles on you.
Steady.
Poppy, what would you bring to the villa, darling?
Well, I'm a go-getter. Besides the private education, the trust fund, and the multiple Mini Coopers, I've had to fight for everything in life. And I think that's helped me on my quest to achieve my gargantuan dreams. It's been tough becoming Surrey's 38th biggest influencer, but I'm still going. A few more followers and I'll overtake that bitch from Weybridge who reviews yogurts.
No, really tangible stuff. I really like it.
Thank
actually.
You.
I really like what you're
Thanks,
saying.
Thanks, Harley.
That is okay, Poppy.
Thank you.
Poppy, what's your type on paper? Maybe it's like me, maybe not. I don't know. What's your type?
Well, he's got to be a hunk with great hair and gorgeous eyes. He's got to look after himself, but also not be afraid to have fun. But most importantly, he's got to wear the same aftershave as my dad.
Okay. I can change. Yeah, it's fine. Really interesting stuff, Poppy. And what brands would you like to be sponsored by?
Again, like Lee Todd, I've got 5. So we've got Boohoo.com, Vogue, Starbucks, anything to do with MacBook, Zionist Weekly.
a plethora of possible sponsors.
Brands,
possible.
Yeah.
I've not heard of the last one. And if you were to start your own business as a result of the Love Island thing, I know you're already super famous and, you know, you've got a career ahead
of
you.
I'm Poppy Huntington Stanley.
But what would it be? What are you thinking? What's going through your mind?
Well, my thing is I'd just do more sponsored posts on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who cares if I'm promoting diet pills to your kid? I'm not going to be the one who collapses during double maths.
Yeah, no. I'm fully behind you. such a genuine person.
Thanks, Harley.
Poppy, if you found love in the villa, it doesn't happen often. I'm single as well. Where would you like to take your new partner on a holiday or whatever?
For a fun time, Ibiza. Yeah. For a lovely time, Santorini. For the best time, Clapham Common.
Can't argue with that. Can't argue with that.
So that's Poppy there. So what do we think? Do you reckon she's got a decent chance?
You know, taking it, obviously getting all serious here.
Yeah.
We're not here to laugh and joke. Yes, she would. Much more so than
Tom. Yeah, she would, wouldn't she? She definitely would.
She would be on it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look out for that, Poppy Huntington Stanley. We should probably explain why the Huntington Stanleys haven't come back yet. And I will be as completely candid as this as possible. And part of the reason we haven't done one since Riley's been back this summer is because the Huntington Stanleys, and we were having the updates week on week on the podcast, but we thought, fuck it, let's try and write them into a TV show. So we're genuinely, I swear on my life, the fact that the two of us have been sat in a garden and we've been writing them into a TV script, which I'm going to end up trying to sell to someone.
We've got six episodes.
Six episodes. And there's more. There's like reserve ideas. Six episodes. I mean, we're only halfway through writing the first one because it takes fucking forever. But if in the 2020s you see on, I don't know, ITVB, in between Samfire's Mummy Diaries and My Big Fat Gypsy Greek Irish Wedding,
at about 4:35 a.m.
Yeah, you see Keeping Up with the Huntington Stanleys, you know that we've written it. So there we go. Iron's in the fire. On to the next part of the podcast. Right, let's play LinkedIn Tennis.
So what's their value proposition?
Can that be optimized?
What are the deliverables?
Can you guys loop me in on that?
A serial entrepreneur.
Disruptive.
Can you unpack that?
Is that gross or net?
Look, we need more wiggle room.
Right, who's going first? You want to go first this week?
Me.
Okay,
me.
Fine. So, from anyone who, this is the first time listening, firstly, sorry. And secondly, LinkedIn Tennis is when myself and Rowley fire over a piece of corporate jargon or corporate bullshit or a phrase or a word to each other. If you can't return the shot, you lose, or if you laugh too hard, you get ended by it. That's the rules. Let's play the game.
Too easy.
Go.
This one's real. Okay. Sales enablement manager.
Okay. My first ones are quite actually serious ones that I've heard. And obviously they'll decline into mentalness afterwards. But solutionize the issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
We've all got to do it. Incubating our outbound potentialities.
Analyzing your core competencies. Mm. Assessment days. And
look deep inside. Re-engineer your plug and play services.
Continuously vectoring towards success.
Oh, I love a little vector.
Thank you.
Guys, you got to harness the B2B crypto portfolio.
You got to leverage the proposition scalability.
Oh, that's a quick return.
Thank
mate.
You.
Quick
yeah, return. Down the line.
This one speaks volumes. Cross-border omni-recruitment.
Cross-pollinating data dump. Oh. Look at this, cross-crossing at the same time.
Cross-cross dodging and weaving. Cloud-based interns.
Oh, that's sort of like outsourcing.
You know what? I just got this image of like this little 18-year-old student just in a cloud, like above the company.
Really? Because I went with Poland for that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go and say chuck a couple more eggs into the omelette of ideas.
Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you. A little dairy-themed one there.
And a great carb to protein ratio.
Definitely.
Eternal maternity leave.
Developing a robust strategy. I'm gonna have to beep that one.
Yep, please do. I've only got this. Wow, Elliot, that's a girthy KPI.
Oh! Oh my god, repeat that in case anyone missed it.
Just to repeat, wow, Elliot, that's a girthy KPI.
I mean, maybe I won't hit that target then.
No. That's why it's girthy.
It's girthy. Anyway, that was LinkedIn Tennis. Yeah, oh, you win.
Got quite a sweat on after that.
Yeah, I mean...
quite intense.
Quite. When you deal with girthy KPIs, you probably do perspirate. On that note, I've actually got a few LinkedIn posts to share with you that I thought...
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, I've nabbed these from the state of LinkedIn on Twitter. I've mentioned them before.
Yeah.
Similar name to us. A few more followers because they've got more than two.
Okay.
But here we are. So these are genuine LinkedIn posts. I'd just like to get your reaction on these.
Yeah.
So someone said, this is a guy, he's a motivational speaker and presentation skills coach. He says, today is a very special day. Someone I know sent me a photo of his mother who is at her final days being cared for at home by hospice staff. He sent me a picture of his mother in bed clutching my first two books which I had signed for her. We've never met, but she's a big fan. So this morning is a very special surprise. I'm heading over there to turn up at her home with my latest book in the trilogy. I'm going to read it to her. This will be priceless. Sometimes a random act of kindness goes a very long way. Hashtag kindness.
No, that's just self-promotion, you egotistical...
That must be a joke, right?
I hope so.
That must be
poor,
a joke.
Poor lady. She has to sit with some random man reading a book to her.
But she was hugging two inspirational speaking books.
No, someone put them in her hand and took a photo.
This is another one. This is from a bloke on Twitter. He says, 11 p.m. in the night, I proudly placed another trophy on the shelf. The phone rang. It was from a friend from the opposite the building. He yelled, get out, there's a fire in your building. I left with my wife, my wallet and phone, but not my trophies. I did not want my past hashtag achievements to be my hashtag baggage. Hashtag HR.
Really great that you took your wife, because, yeah, clearly she wasn't capable of running out herself, and your keys and your wallet, mate.
There you go.
Priorities.
Didn't want to weigh down the achievements. And the final one, this is a bloke's bio. We've had stuff in the past like senior game changer. But this guy describes himself as a change wizard, helping people to live their best lives by seizing the day to live to the max.
Alohomora.
Exactly. Right, final part of the podcast, because we're getting on a bit compared to our usual run rates.
Yeah, finally, geez.
Oh, okay, well, I'm glad you're excited to be here.
No, I am. It's just, it is contractual.
It is contractual. We signed up for a certified number of podcasts and we will deliver them. And then after that, we will do something else.
Yeah.
But here we are. So final part of the podcast. And we're going to look at something a little bit different. So we've done before, we've done sponsorships, the weirdest football club sponsorships. And we've done stuff like weirdest books or magazines that were existing.
That was funny.
Well, I'm glad that you think so, and yeah. I think both of our listeners would as well. This we're going to be looking at today is the weirdest merchandise you can buy from an official Popstar store.
Nice.
So again, quite a long title, so I'll repeat that again. The weirdest official merchandise that you can buy from an official Popstar store.
Popstar store.
Popstar store.
As you do.
Okay, so these are actual products that actual musicians or bands are selling, and I'd just like effectively to ask you whether you would buy any of these.
Right.
Some of them I can put a price to, some of them I can't, but
just priceless.
That's how life goes.
Priceless.
Priceless. So the first one, I'd be interested to see if you'd buy this. And they will get sort of weirder as we go. Well, the last two are the weirdest, if I'm honest. The last two I might end up beeping some of it. But the first one is from Eminem.
Okay.
Have you heard of him?
Rings a bell.
Okay. He is selling bricks from his childhood home.
Okay. You know what? That's entrepreneurial.
$300 each.
Oh. Pays off the mortgage.
Yeah, because that's what he needs to do at the moment, pay off a mortgage.
Doesn't have a house, but pays off the mortgage for that house.
Yeah, get famous, sell your own house, but brick by brick. I think that works.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yes, because then I'd sell it to some idiot for $600.
Fair enough. Pharrell Williams, heard of him?
Yeah, the hat stand.
Yes, professional hat stand. He created a few years ago his own premium liqueur drinks for women.
Okay.
Called Cream, but with a Q. So that's nice, isn't it?
That's unacceptable.
Do you know how he marketed it as? To celebrate the beautiful independent...
No, I don't know how he marketed it.
Yeah, of course, I'm sorry. He said Cream were to celebrate the beautiful, independent and sophisticated women of today. Nothing says you're an independent woman like, here, I've made you a drink.
It's called Cream.
With a Q. It's almost like...
Wait, how do you spell that?
Q-R-E-A-M.
Queen.
So
definitely wouldn't buy that.
Okay, fine. I think it's gone out of business anyway now.
Really?
But would you buy the Justin Bieber branded tongue scraper?
If that's one of those things to clean your tongue, we probably all need to do that.
But with a Bieber themed one.
The Bieber themed tongue scraper.
Yeah. I'm thinking of trying to get the word plaque into a Justin Bieber pun, but I can't quite do it. Hold on, let's think.
You mean plaque? Did you just say plaque?
I'm under pressure.
He plaque. Means plaque.
I mean plaque. Okay, well then what can we get in?
Oh, we'll put it in the outtakes, whatever it's called. at the end.
Yeah, and if we don't, it's because we haven't figured one out yet.
It's not often. It's not every day you have to think of a Bieber-themed plaque joke.
You haven't worked in my office.
No.
Next one, Pitbull.
Mate, all
everyone loves Pitbull.
Yeah, I love him. I love him.
He made his own artisanal soy candle.
Oh, nice.
So a premium candle. Because if there's anything you want your house to smell like, it's Pitbull, the artist.
Yeah.
A sweaty Latino bald man who's in a suit who just shouts Mr. Worldwide all the time.
Right. He's a visionary. And you just can't see it.
Some sort of irony there. Next one, Deadmap. Hey,
you didn't ask me. Yes, I would buy that.
Oh, you would buy. Okay, yeah. We've got one. Yeah. Or would you buy the Bieber tongue scraper?
No. I've got a toothbrush as
well. Okay, fine. And plaque. So we've got one out of four so far, and we've got four more to go.
All right.
Dead Mouse, the DJ. You know, the one who wears the mouse helmet, like more of a... I had the joke ready to go. I was going to say like a Mickey Mouse on Molly, but it doesn't really work.
No, it does.
Okay, fine. So Dead Mouse, selling his own headphones for a grand.
Okay.
But therefore your cat.
And if you don't have a cat?
Well, then just really small headphones. Maybe they could fit on over your temples or something. I don't know.
So he's putting some shit EDM mix in.
Yeah.
EDM music into your little cat.
Why did you think for a minute that I'd just go, oh, by the way, this DJ is selling his own headphones?
Because that's normal.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit in with the segment.
Yeah, they're feline audio products, a massive segment in the world. Get them at Argos this Christmas.
There's a lot of cats who don't have the luxury of headphones.
Exactly, and we need to... It's like Christian missionaries going abroad to give people the gift of religion.
Yeah.
Well, Dead Mouse is giving cats the gift of music. So would you buy that for a grand?
Let me get a cat first.
For a grand.
And then I'll ask.
For a grand?
No.
Okay, fine. The band Kiss.
Yeah.
Do you want your own branded coffin?
I shouldn't ask.
£3,500.
To be fair, I've heard coffins are quite expensive.
It's got all their gene and that. It's got their faces on it.
It's got their faces on it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the little Kiss logo, I could do that. I wouldn't. Yeah. No.
Okay,
no,
fine.
I don't want to.
Fine. So we've still got one out of six. Two more to go. Get a bit weird here.
Right.
Tenacious D.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Tenacious D?
Yeah.
they sell their own...
What's that, Elliot?
So, you know when you... And I'm going to beep this out, so we'll have this sentence anyway in the podcast. I'm going to say it.
As opposed to a sock?
Yeah.
Again, I'm going to say no, just because...
Should we just get past it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, fine. We've got one out of seven. And then Rammstein, you know, the German... You probably don't know them, the German...
No.
So they've released
that. It's a terrible name.
Rammstein, which German?
Oh, it must mean something.
The Germans have done worse. So the German band Rammstein, they've created their own dildo kit.
Kit?
Yeah. Each of the band members, each of their penises have been modelled into a dildo, and you can buy...
I think I need to leave.
You can buy,
okay.
It's like a massive like case of like five or six.
I can picture this briefcase like walking around. Oh, hi, Elliot. What have you got there?
It's just a Rammstein dildo kit with flatulent pieces of...
Polyethylene.
Polyethylene based upon the members of the German rock group Rammstein.
You?
Yeah. Oh, it's just a meal deal.
It's my rucksack.
In my rucksack.
Yeah, so I would just buy, at the end of that, Pitbull's candle.
Pitbull's candle. Okay, well, there's your next birthday present.
Thank you, yeah.
The
thing that gets me, right, is...
Okay, yeah. I mean, what gets you?
Is that these artists are well-known. I thought you were going to reference some like niche little... progressive clarinet band in Newcastle,
sure.
And they've got this weird product line.
Yeah.
No, this is Pharrell Williams, as you said, and you know, the Rammstein.
The Rammstein, it's a great pub.
Yeah. So I think it's, you know, they've got questions to ask themselves, like how they can put their faces on a coffin, for example.
Yeah.
Anyway, lots of surprises today, isn't there?
Wow, yeah. Full of jovial activities and words and phrases and jokes.
Mm.
That probably brings to the end of the podcast.
Mm.
A little summer special for you. We might do another one. obviously you're off again soon. Mm. So the window of opportunity is limited. Mm. And if we don't do one, again, sorry, but I don't know who or why I'm saying it to.
Yourself,
really. And yeah, and until then, keep an eye out for the Huntington Stanleys on Channel 4. May or may not happen. Probably won't happen. It's a long process. But until then, do you want to say goodbye, Rally?
Yeah, goodbye.
Okay. You are very much a corporate porn, aren't you? Just do whatever the person hosting tells you to do.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. And all I've got to say is until next time, piss off.